brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 8 minutes. For all the viewers watching live at PrisonPlanet.tv, final 5 minutes with Gerald Celente. I want to thank him for coming on. Go to his website, friendsresearch.com. You should subscribe to his Trends Report that comes out. How often does that Trends Report come out, Gerald?
Well, the Trends Journal is a quarterly. And this issue, by the way, it's bigger than we've ever written before. It's, you know, it's 20 pages of trends that are in the making. But what we also do, and I want to make this very clear, is that we provide profit opportunities. Because, you know, we look at the trend and they say, here's the dangers, here are the opportunities. Because during this time of destruction, there's going to be, there may not be these huge mega millionaires and billionaires, but people are going to be able to make very healthy livings during these times. And, again, is it going to be, we think, with the breakup of the too big to fails at many levels, particularly retail, there's going to be a lot of entrepreneurial opportunities. And then what we do is we come out with trend alerts on a need-to-know basis.
All right, folks should check that out. We also have links up on Infowars.com to your fine site. Let's go a little bit closer to home for you, Gerald. Matt in New York, you're on the air, Matt.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Gerald. This is Matt from MobilizeThePeople.com. First of all, I want to commend both of you doing an outstanding job. Gerald, very important work. Alex, very important you getting it across to the people as well as helping Gerald get it out. When the elected officials of the people fail to do the bidding on behalf of the people must mobilize. Gerald, I have a question for you. Have you done any trending on the mass acceleration and growth of the Patriot Movement groups and the role they will play out in the future?
Not on that particularly. As I said, what we have been looking at closely are the secessionist movements, and we see those growing as well. The people won't be mobilized until it hurts them in their pocketbook, their heart, they're cold and they're hungry.
Yeah, when their stomachs are empty, look out. Appreciate the call. Moving fast. Ron in Arizona, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. Go ahead.
Gerald, good afternoon, Gerald, and Alex and your 2 million listeners. I believe that the New World Order gang is putting clues into movies about future false flags. I'll give you two examples. 1996, the movie Enemy of the State. The character played by Gene Hackman hacks into the NSA database to find the info on John Voight.
And his birthday's 9/11, and Fox ran the lone gunman where the government hijacks planes to plot in the World Trade Center for martial law and to attack Afghanistan 6 months before. And the long kiss goodnight where the government bombs the World Trade Center in 93 and then wants to bomb it again for martial law. Yeah, hundreds of... Gerald, why do they put this in movies? We know there's propaganda placement by the government in media. Why do we see them loving to flaunt what they're going to do beforehand?
Well, I would assume, and I don't know, you know, but I would say to get the people prepared for it, get prepared for the worst. So when somebody relates to a Mad Max, they know what it looks like and see how ugly it is. So, you know, again, look what the movies did during the World War II. I mean, you know, the propaganda, you know, not negative propaganda, maybe some yes, maybe no.
Notice there was all this war propaganda right before 9/11, all these big movies. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, as I said, you know, 9/11 came as no surprise to us. We'd been predicting a major terrorist strike against the United States. So, again, though, but I don't think that's the major flag. And people forget things as well. When there's chaos, anything that they did before to control people, it really all breaks down immediately.
Absolutely. Well, we're going into very interesting times. Thank you, Ron. Sorry to the other callers. You can hold and talk to our next guest if you like. Gerald Celente, thank you for spending so much time with us, and I look forward to talking to you next year as all this unfolds.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
An amazing individual having back on for a full show about solutions next time he joins us. All right, there goes Gerald Celente. Don't forget, I'm Alex Jones, live here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Even if you don't have a local AM or FM in your area, you can always listen for free at Infowars.com and the daily free podcast at Infowars.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, streaming over the web at PrisonPlanet.tv. Members going out, of course, on the free streams at Infowars.com, audio-wise, and simulcast on Global Shortwave and over 70 AM and FM affiliates, as well as satellite. And to answer a few questions, we're beta testing the studio right now. We're also building a TV studio here in the building. You know, it took us a couple months to find a building when I announced I was going to do this 6 months ago. Then a few months to get moved in, build the studios. We're almost done with that. Then we are going to start editing it down to, I believe, two different TV shows a week. One in here radio style with the highlights of the guests and information we cover here throughout the week. And then another one in there in the main TV studio. And that'll take us a few months to get that honed down and then start editing those and putting them together for air on Dish Network or DirecTV. We're talking to both groups about the best channel to air it on. And the least expensive price, obviously we're going to have to be paying for that, but it's inexpensive compared to what some people might have thought. So we're developing all of this, and that is what is unfolding right now. This is our third official transmission out of these studios, and 3.5 years ago when I moved into my old tiny, pocket studio office of about 2,500 square feet with about 10 people in it. We're now in an 8,000 square foot building. The first guy who was our guest in studio was Tex Mars. And then we just now noticed, we had to put two and two together, that our first guest in the new studio, so he's kind of like the bottle of champagne we bash on the front of the ship. We have Tex by a rope swinging him into the new studio. And so for the next hour and 50 minutes, we are joined in studio to talk about a host of issues. My good buddy, Tex Mars. Tex, good to see you here with us.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be with you in the studio, too. You know, it's important. You're the only one out there with the means, the brains, and the people, the listeners, the audience. And I know that from all the emails I get every time I'm on with you. And let me tell you something. We're in big, big trouble. And, I decided to come today. You were very kind to invite me. And I want to tell people out there what they're going to hear today is going to be unvarnished. It's going to be truthful. And we're not going to cut any corners, and we're not going to say, well, we better not say this. We'll get somebody angry at us, or we'll get audited, or whatever is the case. I am ready to pull out all the stops now. And let me tell you, I'm known as a pretty nice guy, but I'm pretty angry. I'm frustrated, and I'm upset. And I want to save America, and I want to save our Constitution, and we've got to do something. And if I sound like an angry man... Well, I am, but I'm angry because I'm indignant.
Well, seeing the destruction of your beloved republic, you know, you were an Air Force officer, patriot, like everybody else, you love this country, and you've been telling people the systematic destruction, and now we see this group of scam artists run by people like Madoff stealing tens of trillions of dollars, and they are saying if we don't like it, they'll just sick the military on us.
Well, they are going to sick the military on us. That is their plan. That's why they got U.S. Army forces now stationed in America that have, you know, they're not just ready. They're not using this as staging grounds and preparation like we've done for over 200 years. But they're ready to take on the American people now. And they believe there's going to be a significant number of American citizens angry enough to take up arms, just like is happening now in Greece and in some other areas of the world. Now, I believe we have to be smart about what we do things and not fall into the ditch here. But the first thing to do is to educate people. They've got to know what is really going on. And Alex, listen, this is engineered chaos. Engineered chaos. This isn't something that just suddenly happened. It wasn't just a few banks, Citibank, Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers. This is an engineered event. They are in reinventing the world. They're regenerating a Leninist Marxist paradise, and we're going to be the victims. This is what happened during the French Revolution with the Illuminati. It's what happened in Russia with the Sovietization. This is the Sovietization of America. If you read 1984 by Orwell, if you read Gulag Archipelago by Solzhenitsyn, this is it. We're in the midst of it. And I believe we're only about 9 months from a total collapse of the economy. And listen, I did a program on my own shortwave frequency yesterday, and I entitled it, I Smell War. And there is a specter that looms now, Alex, of a savage 2009-2010. So we're facing a great war. We're facing bloodshed and death, and we're facing the end of American sovereignty, and all of these things are interrelated at once.
Well, I want to be nuanced about this. People hear us talk about international communist conspiracies, Marxist-Leninist, you know, Sovietization, and they think of Russia. They don't understand that the big New York and London banks want to enslave the population, and they call feudalism communism, saying it's a workers' paradise when it's really giant death camps and GRU arresting people. And they don't understand that it was in the New York Times in the 30s when they thought the public wanted it, that they were going to merge Russia and the United States and bring in this big socialist system run by the central banks. They socialize with medicine and your payment and your labor, so they have full control over you, so there's no private property in the general public's hands, only in the hands of the super elite. So this isn't the classic communist conspiracy. That's why people like McCarthy were useful until he found out, oh, the Army's running communism. Oh, the CFR. And then they shut him down. When it was just a communist conspiracy, they liked him because it was being used to destroy the First Amendment and go after Americans and go after the left. But as soon as he found out, wait a minute, banks are funding this, which has now come out was totally true. I mean, it's now mainstream news that Mao was put in 49 by the CIA.
Sure, and Warburg and the other Wall Street bankers sent Leon Bronstein, renamed him Trotsky, and sent he and Lenin into Moscow, into Russia in 1917 to lead a revolution. So what I want people to understand is this. You know, Time magazine just made Barack Obama man of the year, or person of the year, as they call it now. But there was an interesting statement inside the magazine, and all of their hero worship calling him almost the new Messiah. They basically said there is no such thing now as a Republican Party or a Democrat Party. There's only Obama. Now, this is what happened back in Nazi Germany. You see, they had political parties. They had elections. And suddenly, there were no political parties. There was only Hitler. The same thing goes for the Duma, the parliament of Russia. You know, they had political parties. They had candidates for the Duma as well as the Tsar. But suddenly, there was only Vladimir Lenin. So we've got a situation here. What I want people to know is this. This is a very interesting thing. There is the Hegelian dialectic process that has been going on now for 100 years. But it's been escalating in our generation. And Alex, listen to this. You said this is not classical communism. You know, I was making some notes, and I looked at it, and let me explain something to people. The Illuminati elite, the Wall Street bankers and their friends, they are very flexible. They are pragmatic, and they have experimented for decades, okay, this entire century, on how they can bring this process to its final conclusion. Ordo ab Chao. That's the 33rd degree of Freemasonry. Look at the systems that they're using. They use Masonism. They use Zionism. They use Nazism. They use capitalism, but it's an unbridled cartelism, basically, okay?
Monopoly.
Monopolistic. They use fascism. They use socialism, but they give it the euphemism of democracy.
Anything that has vertical integration.
Absolutely. The isms are there. Jesuitism. But basically, they have put all of these systems together, even the classical communism of Lenin, Trotsky, and Marx. They have put all these things in an entirely new form, okay, an entirely new form to create a global new world order. I can only really best frame it and call it neo-fascism. By the way, of course, even conservatism was perverted and turn into neo-conservative.
But what they did is before the British Empire created all these fake political terms so they could give us false choices where they controlled like a sock puppet every one of the little apparatus or the little mechanisms. Before, it was just liberty versus tyranny. It was property rights and local control and elected councils and grand juries in our common law system. And then it wasn't liberal or conservative. So they came in and created a whole false new vocabulary mm-hmm. to confuse the whole issue.
Well, they did. You know, Rockefeller, if you look back at Rockefeller, who founded Standard Oil and really had a monopoly in the oil business, back at the beginning of the 20th century, people call him a capitalist. But he was not going to brook any opposition. He didn't want any other oil companies to be formed. He wanted a total monopoly of Standard Oil Company. So what we have here is not capitalism. It's not the opposite. It's not communism. It's some kind of a hydra-headed monster, and I want to just say, let's just call it neo, because it's new. It's an entire new thing, neo-fascism. Now, what they
neo-control freakism.
Yeah, well, neo-control.
Neo-dehumanization.
There are two things.
Technological enslavement grip.
That's right. There are two things, though, we have to understand they oppose, that we must be for, because they're the only sane alternative for you and I and all our listeners.
All right, Tex, we got a break. Let's come back with those two key things that they oppose. right here on the GCN radio network. And your phone calls are coming up later in the hour at 1-800-259-9231. This is PrisonPlanet.tv and the GCN radio network. My website's InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA Key Finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
World government is upon us. The enemy is sending up trial balloons in hundreds of the most prestigious papers from Japan to Germany to England, the United States, Australia. They're saying world government is the answer to the world crisis when publicly the very central banks that are announcing they're going to be world government are the ones that engineered all of this. Professor of Space and Aeronautics, former Air Force captain, best-selling author many times over, New York Times bestseller, Tex Mars is with us, and we'll go over some of his books and websites as well and take your phone calls. So, Tex, this is not classical communism. This is a integration and a mix of all of these systems. Please continue with the two things they're attacking that we have to stand for.
It can be confusing if people, you see, they want us to fight. They want the left to fight the right wing, and they want the Republicans versus the Democrats. They want working people versus the more wealthy. This is what they do. They break us into these little groups, you see, and there is planned chaos. There's planned dissension. There's always friction in this Hegelian dialectic process. And what it should be called, really, is the alchemical processing of humanity. They're reinventing the United States and the world. Now, the first thing to do, Alex, okay, this is literally been carefully engineered and planned meticulously. First, you must destabilize and destructure the world. All right? In other words, you've got to push Humpty Dumpty off the wall. You've got to crack the egg. And after it's cracked, okay, and you've got chaos, then you can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Now, the two things that I wanted to mention to people that are the enemy of the Illuminati elite. First is individualism. The right for you to be you, an individual. They hate that. They're collectivists. And this is true of National Socialism, which is what Nazis were. It was true of communism. They hate individualism. You to be you. Now, the second thing they hate is personal freedom to be an individual. And our Constitution, you see, provided for these things originally, for the individual to have personal freedom and for the state to be unable to strip it from us. So it's necessary for these people to totally destabilize, destructure, destroy America, the entire American system and way of thinking.
And I want to go back to the key, giving us false choices. Instead of a debate of liberty versus tyranny,
right,
freedom versus slavery, they make it, well, you can have the Republican fascism, you can have the Obama socialism, communism, but when you study the two, face scanning cameras, police in black ski mask, high levels of taxes, juries being abolished from Russia to England to Canada, they're trying to get rid of them. It's all the same system, and even in Russia and in Japan, or in Australia or the U.S., the social service programs all have even the same names.
We just have gone through a ridiculous two-year election process. What did we end up with? Obama, who was supposedly, according to the media, at loggerheads with Hillary Rodham Clinton, appointing her as Secretary of State. What did we have? A man who said, I'll get you out of the Iraq War, appointing George W. Bush's Secretary of Defense to be his Secretary of Defense. The old guard is still the new guard. There is no change whatsoever. There will never be with the Illuminati elite that are now controlling America. Now, Alex, what I want people to understand is this is planned. It's an engineered chaos. You know, Gorbachev is one of these people. Gorbachev, the guy that supposedly brought glasnost and freedom to Russia. But wait, you know, I've read Gorbachev's book, Perestroika. Perestroika is a Russian word meaning a new way of thinking. In fact, a revision. It's the repair of the world. But first you must break something before you can fix it. Now, that's alien to our way of thinking. You see.
And that's why we hear under the new environmental laws, they're saying the old way is going away. You're going to have austerity.
Right.
You're going to have to have feudalism. The change is we are going to lose our free market.
And they're blaming the banker. We are the change. He expects us. He is going to demand sacrifice from every American, everyone in the world, and we are going to make the changes, okay, under his Messiah leadership. Now, Obama, of course, and Rahm the Cruel, that's what I call him, that's a good name for him, Rahm the Cruel Emmanuel, are the two chosen saviors of the world. And they are the working engineers. They are up in the engine room of the train driving this thing. But they have others more powerful than them behind the scenes. But I want people to understand, in the Jewish Kabbalah, they have a term for this. It's called Tikkun Olam. Tikkun Olam.
All right, stay there. Stay there, Tex. We've got a break. We're going to come back and get into all of that with our guest, Tex Mars, in studio, and take your calls at 1-800-259-9031. Also want to get into how he sees all this breaking down and unfolding. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelerex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelerex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelerex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelerex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelerex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelerex.com today.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just what old bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana.
Tex Mars is our guest in studio here in Austin, Texas. We're going into very horrific times. The New World Order crowd that gave you Nazism, communism, publicly funded the Maoist, they are now looking to break down the United States, to re-engineer it, and break the back of the American people, the people of the West, to teach us to love world government. It's just asinine to have the mainstream, mainline media telling us the bankers are going to save us when they're the ones that have engineered this and openly saying world government of and by the international banking cartels. Now, Texas, we got cut off by the break. You were getting into a form of Kabbalah that speaks of this fusion. And then let's get into what this is going to look like, how this is going to unfold, and how we fight back against it, because it's going to be as unpopular as jumping off a cliff with people. And I don't think it's going to go the same way it did in China or Russia, because we have a history of rebellion and we are armed and we still have our Protestant ethic.
Okay, it's going to be a process. This alchemical processing of humanity, pressing them into this new world order. Yes, the Jewish Kabbalah, of course, has its system called Tikkun Olam. They're creating, reinventing the world and pressing it into a new Zionist paradise. At the same time, though, the communists, the socialists, as Gorbachev expressed in his book Perestroika, they're also bringing forth this same thing. Now, if you go back to the French Revolution, they talked about change constantly. Change was the catchword for the Illuminati, who brought out the guillotine and actually intended to massacre, to have genocide of almost the mass population of France and the whole world. And they said, they kept saying perpetually,
that was a false revolution. They admitted it was an occult. They wanted a 10-day work week. They openly wanted to worship occult gods.
Environmentalism, the whole bit.
Going back to nature,
they claim. And they kept saying, we will reinvent the world, but first we must destroy the world. You must destroy it first, destabilize, destructure, bring man back to a state of nature, and then you can build them. Now, Alex, you have studied this for years. What has happened in the CIA, the Mossad, the Canadian Intelligence Services, this MK Ultra program, the Monarch program, okay? What they attempted to do, with some moderate success, was to use a means, okay, a processing. Did they not torture people? Did they not put them in sensory deprivation tanks? They used shock treatment, literal electric shock treatment. They used torture. They used women. They would rape them. They would beat people. They broke down their minds. And what they said was, these Dr. Ewan Cameron and these other CIA psychiatrists, these monsters, these terror people who were doing this, and these secret psychological programs.
Oh, the Associated Press admitted that Camp X-Ray wasn't even really one of the real camps. The black sites, the ghost sites, are in Europe, in Eastern Europe, and the Middle East, of all places. They said that it was a laboratory for interrogation, and they would have the women come in menstruating and rape the men. They would do satanic ceremonies. It was in the news.
Oh, yeah.
But they said just to freak out the Muslims. No, this is what they like. Why would they rape children, according to General Tagumbu's own Army report, U.S. Army report? They would rape people with large objects dripping with acid. They would torture their children in front of them. Again, this is about creating these wicked, murdering cadres. That's why they wouldn't take real al-Qaeda, al-CIA, to the camps. They would take young people, innocent people from Iraq and Afghanistan and Europe and the U.S. there, because it was really about testing and creating these cadres. That's why they brought innocent people there to be tortured.
And this has been a process, especially since 1949. We can go back to Vietnam. They had Operation Phoenix. And they put prisoners in tiger cages and tortured them and so forth. Now, here is the reason for this. It was theorized by the CIA psychiatrist that they could create Manchurian candidates. They could create really mind-controlled slaves by first destroying a person's mind. And after they destroyed the mine, then they could build it back piece by piece.
And this is all declassified. What you're saying came out in congressional hearings with
That's
Jolly
right.
and West and Ewing Cameron, and they would
Absolutely.
Grab foster children in the U.S. and be able, with PCP and LSD and shock therapy, within a year to create a complete mind control slave.
That's right. Now, what they did then was to first destroy the mine. Now, keep that in mind. And then they would build the person back again, a personality that they could control, a mind control slave.
Well, the Germans,
of the Illuminati.
The Germans 200 years ago in Prussia first developed this in the modern sense with the shaving the heads, sleep deprivation of the troops, the goose stepping, which is very painful long mm-hmm. distances, to literally break them down into automaton. So that's another form of mind control.
Now, I want you to think of this. They first did this to the individual. Now we have the application, okay? We have the application to the entire world and to the United States.
Mass mind control.
Mass mind control.
The whole
control.
World is a prison.
It is a form of shock therapy. How do you shock people into a new system?
That's what the IMF calls its economic reforms.
That's right.
Shock therapy.
Shock therapy. First, they did it with individuals. So now they're going to do it with the United States. What must happen to the United States? It must be broken down. It must be disorganized, destructured, destabilized. People must be totally brought down to third world status, and they must become desperate. Now, remember what Vicente Fox said on the Larry King Show, the former president of Mexico. A person called in and said, hey, are we really going to have a North American Union and an AMERO? Are we going to bring these three countries together? Are we going to get rid of the U.S. greenback? And Vicente Fox says, yes, that's a little bit later, but that's coming. Now, Larry King on CNN said to President Fox, he says, well, do you think the American people will really stand for that? What was Fox's response? This was only a year ago or so, year and a half ago. Fox, who's part of this whole process, the Illuminati Network, Vicente Fox said this, oh, well, right now they wouldn't stand for it. But wait, in a few years, they'll be crying out for the AMERO from their economic misery. They'll be crying out for it. First, they must be broken down. They must be destructured and destabilized. Now, this is what they've done to Iraq. They never meant to rebuild Iraq again.
They were tearing it down.
They were tearing it down.
To forced inoculation, CPS, only GMO food crops are allowed to be planted under law. They're making it into the modern system. Same thing with Serbia, bombing
it,
overthrowing it. Same thing with Afghanistan. And now America's the big target. Now it's our turn. Everything we've seen with the police state so far and the breaking up of the families was only preparatory to put the capstone on, and the capstone is mass murder, FEMA camps, starvation. That's why they're bringing in this mega crisis. Now, I want to get into where this mega crisis is going with you, Tex, and
right.
I totally agree with your excellent analysis that you're even expanding on here. I want to go back because, you know, I come on air and I criticize Israel for the horrible, corrupt things they do. Mm-hmm. And I also criticize Egypt and Germany and England and Russia because all these countries are run by the same wicked mindset and system. How do we explain to people that, you know, the top Prince Philip and Prince Bernhard are Nazis? They hate black people in their writings. You know, they hate Jews. We have Madoff, formerly running the stock exchange in New York, ripping off mainly Jewish charities. And he's a Jewish guy.
Yeah.
And we always see the Zionists who actually helped put Hitler in power. That's now been declassified in major university books written by Jews are out on it. It's a big deal. You know, we knew about that decades ago, but now it's mainstream news. And where Hitler wanted to let all the Jews out, and he was a bad guy, but we're saying he wanted to get them all out. And the Zionists said, no, make them pay us $1 million apiece and only send them to Palestine. Mm-hmm. And so that's why they lobbied Roosevelt to not let Jews come into America. But then Jews love Roosevelt. Or we have the Zionists getting billions of dollars from the U.S. from 53 to 63 for the ringworm children to radiate and kill the Sephardic Jewish children. So, again, it's this fusion. When you get to the top of the New World Order, it's weird Kabbalah. And I remember you over a decade ago saying Madonna was doing rituals. It was Kabbalistic. Mm-hmm. You wrote a few articles about it in your newsletter.
Sure.
And then now she admits, oh, I've been doing Kabbalah for decades on stage. And she now admits that's what it is. You could see the ritual, but she's not Jewish. So explain this. How do you, because of my own research, when you get to the highest levels, it's the Teutonic Knights. It's this Holy Grail Merovingian Nazi idea. So it's that's what Jordan Maxwell calls it, is Nazi Zionist and then Jewish Zionist. And, you know, our whole society, King Solomon, the Masons, you know, they're mainly white guys, but that's Kabbalic. So explaining this is a system, not even so much as it is about the Jews, but why do we always see the top Jews actually working to kill and enslave Jews while posing that they're for Jews?
Many Jews, because of the nature of their culture and their society, have basically been trained in these methods through their Jewish Talmud, through their Kabbalah, which is a system of Jewish magic. Albert Pike, former Sovereign Grand Commander of Freemasonry.
Founder of the Klan, was a follower.
Pike actually was one of the founders of the Klan. And his statue, by the way, honoring Albert Pike, founder of the Ku Klux Klan, It stands in front of the U.S. Justice Department building in Washington, D.C.
We videotaped it when we were in D.C. a few months ago, and you notice you don't hear Jesse Jackson saying take that down.
Oh, no, Jesse Jackson's not going to say this. The guy founded the Ku Klux Klan, and a statue is in front of the U.S. Justice Department building.
But he founds the Klan, but he's a Kabbalah follower.
That's right. And he also
Solomon's Keys.
He was also involved in the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, and he fled to Canada and then was pardoned by a Freemason president, Andrew Johnson, and that was the reason for his impeachment, by the way, the first president to be impeached right after Lincoln was assassinated, Andrew Johnson, a 33rd degree Mason. Now, you ask about the Jews. Now, what we have to understand is their system is disposed for this. Not all the Jews, of course. There are many secular Jews. There are many that don't even know what we're talking about.
The system
they laugh about this, and they should.
So our original foundation of everything is the Torah, the Christian basis, our laws. That's good. They go into Babylonian captivity, so the modern system that the Nazis and everybody else adopt, whether it's Jewish or not, is that Babylonian mystery school taken through the
Babylonian I wrote this book, Mysterious Monuments. I'm not trying to promote my book.
I hope you
program.
Do. I sell it at Infowars.com. We need funding, I hope. But plus, it's a great book. People need to get it.
Well, here's the thing about it. By the way, it's over 600 pages, huge format. One of the sections in it is entitled Rothschild's Legacy or Unholy Legacy in the Holy Land. Now, I want you to think about this, Alex. You know, in the Old Testament, God told the Jews, come out of Egypt, right? But what is Egypt? What is the architecture that we see? That, by the way, it's very symbolic and points all the way back to the ancient mystery religion of Babylon. It's pyramids. It's obelisks. Now, if you go to Israel today, you will see objects placed there by the Rothschilds, the richest Illuminati dynasty in the world.
Who funded Hitler.
Absolutely. You will see, for example, at Hebrew University, right in the courtyard, and I have a picture of it in this book, you will see a pyramid. If you go to Eilat, Israel, which is, you know, when you're coming from Egypt into Israel, you enter in, they actually have a boulevard. I have a picture of that boulevard.
And again, Hitler was into this too, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the ancient mystery religion, the pyramid, you have the obelisk.
So what we're saying is the elites follow this no matter what color or surface religion they are.
They're going to use Zionism as a tool, just like they will use Jesuitism of the Vatican.
Well, that's what Pike said. Pike said.
Right? And they will misuse capitalism. Okay? They will use all these systems, you see. And Zionism has created this system in which they are abusing, okay, in any concepts of holiness that we find in the Old Testament. And they will use this then to grip hold of the head, you might say the hair or the scalp of the world. So they will use all of these systems, and it is a, let's just say it is a, the Kabbalah and the Talmud are very convenient systems. Here's why. Because they teach that the Jews are the superior race, that they should not marry these inferior goyim. They cannot assimilate.
Now, why is it that why is it bad?
Society.
Why is it bad when black nationalists or black Israelites say blacks should only breed with blacks? Why is that bad in the media? Or why when whites say white supremacists, you know, we should only marry other whites? You know, when there's some Asian extremists who say we should only marry other Asians, why is that all decried and bad? But then our media tells us and never talks about how proselytizing Christianity is illegal in Israel. And they make foreign, it was in the Associated Press a few years ago, foreign Asian workers in Israel have to sign a pledge to not date Jewish women.
Oh, well, of course, because, for example, one of the so-called charitable education foundations who gave all their money to Madoff, groups like Mortimer Zuckerman, who was editor-in-chief of the U.S. News and World Report, you know, lost $30 million. Look at these Jewish so-called charitable 501c3 education foundations. What kind of education are they involved in? They teach Jewish youth that they are superior race. They are God's chosen. Whatever they do to the Palestinians, the Arabs, is okay with God. In fact, they should destroy the Arabs off the face of the earth. They teach them that it is wrong for them to associate with, for example, for their children to marry Gentiles. And if they do, they will disown them. Now, these are racist, bigoted organizations. Now, I want to say something, though. If we put this taint on all Jews, are we not falling into the trap of bigotry ourselves? You see what I'm saying? We have to be very careful here, because I'm personally a Christian. And what did Jesus say? Whosoever will may come. whosoever will. That includes every race on earth. So there's an opportunity here for a Jew or any other race to be a good person, to be a humanitarian, to be a Christian, to be honest with you.
But, well, but my whole point is, what they have done,
they, just like Hitler perverted the German nation, just like Lenin, who, by the way, was Jewish, and the Lenin Museum, you know, where his body lies in state, admits now both Lenin and Trotsky were Jews. And Solzhenitsyn, in his book 200 Years Together, exposed the fact that most of the commandants of the Soviet Gulag prison camps were Jews. Now, why is this? I believe they have been alienated from the nations, and they purposely alienated themselves because they said we're superior and we will not be involved. For example, let's take Rom the Cruel, Emmanuel. The first Persian Gulf War came about. He wanted to be patriotic.
Went and joined the IDF.
Well, he wanted to be patriotic. He was, you know, given all these great things here in America, right? Even finally became a congressman. He was paid over $17 million for 2 years' work on Wall Street with the Wasserstein group. Now he's going to be the White House chief of staff under Barack Obama. He wanted to be patriotic, all right, to Israel. And he went over there and joined the Israeli Defense Forces, the Israeli military. He wasn't patriotic to America. He is a citizen of the nation of Israel. What is he doing as White House Chief of Staff? And by the way, what we have in the United States, I want people to understand this. Obama and Rahm the Cruel Emanuel are two servants, are stooges of a Jewish mafia. That's what Chicago is all about. That's what Blagojevich was about. Listen, even Dick Morris, who is Jewish himself, by the way, exposed the fact that it was Obama and Rahm Emanuel who recruited Blagojevich.
I know, and
in Illinois.
Stay there, we got a break.
And made him the governor.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today.
That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anyone.
Tex is so wound up, he's doing a broadcast during the breaks. All right, Tex, I want to get into the military. I want to get into what you see happening in the economy. $8.5 trillion stolen, and the Federal Reserve won't say where it's going. Why you think they're now announcing, yes, it's a world government, yes, tyranny's good, and the Financial Times of London. I mean, actually saying that, this is amazing. And where this whole neo-fascist system, as you were saying, is going.
Well, first of all, people have to understand again that this is engineered chaos. And the first thing that they're doing is to destabilize and to destructure the United States of America. We're the linchpin for the whole world. So what happens here is going to reverberate across this globe. Now, the first thing they've started out with, and by the way, there's been years, decades of preparation for these six important things that we need to look for. The first is economic destabilization. Now, remember the Hegelian process. You've got to have the opposites. You first start off with a crash, a financial meltdown, okay? Economic catastrophe. We're in the midst of that. We're about 4 to 6 months down the pike on that. Here's what has been happening. First of all, America's economy was broken when oil, you know, was shot up by the speculators at Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs and such on Wall Street to $147 a barrel. Okay, $4 plus a gallon at the pump. They broke the back of the American economy. They drove up the price of real estate to unparalleled heights, gave money out to everybody, credit cards, loans, etc. So there was this incredible inflation. And then suddenly they whipsawed us. And now we have a deleveraging of the economy. We're now having a spiral downward, a deflationary process. Okay. Now this cannot last forever because it will drag the elite down with it. Now you and I may like it. I like it. I like gasoline being $1.59. I like the fact they've had to take $10,000 or $15,000 off the price of a new car. I like the fact that finally, after food went up, corn, oats, wheat, everything went up, you know, 100%, suddenly they're back down again. Now, and that's going to be showing up at our food stores. Everything is deflating very fast.
But the experts are saying it's going to go back up again.
Oh, yeah. Now we have the whipsaw, the Hegelian, the other side. Okay? And so they've done a great amount of damage. They've created millions of foreclosures. They've driven people out of their homes. They've taken away people's pensions and retirements. They frightened us entirely. And now we're willing to do almost anything to get this economy stable again. The next thing they must do, and they will do, is to reverse the process. And now we're going to begin a period of hyperinflation.
Now, so the real economy is imploding.
It's imploding. It's shrinking.
But meanwhile, there'll be less actual liquidity out there. All the liquidity is for the big central banks so they can buy everything up when it's pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, you mentioned $8.4 trillion. They certainly have spent that. But they've given it to the nine largest banks, Bank of America,
most of them offshore,
and so
most
forth.
Of them
offshore.
And they're telling Congress, you have no authority. You're basically under martial law. And they had one of the Fed governors come out in Bloomberg and say that we are now under the War Powers Act. Did you see that?
Well, I can understand. Obama has already said, his people have said, he's going to begin day one. We're talking about January the 20th or January the 21st. He's going to begin with a huge series of executive orders.
And they said it's going to be very unpopular. Biden said it's going to be very unpopular.
Oh, yeah. People will not like this, but it's necessary to save America. Now, remember, we have this economic destabilization. First, there's this incredible, scary process of price deflation. Suddenly, oil drops, gold drops, everything. And then begins the hyperinflation. Now, how can you begin this process? How can they stop this deflationary spiral?
All right, stay
downwards?
There. We're going to come back in 70 seconds to start the final hour, and we're going to be taking your phone calls coming up in about 10-15 minutes. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
our beloved